Accessing Higher Ground, AHG. Accessible Media, Web, and Technology Conference. November 14th to 18th, 2022 at the Hilton Denver Center City. In collaboration with AHEAD and Athen. Overall schedule. Monday, November 14th. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. registration desk open. 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. pre-conference sessions. 11:30 a.m. noon a.m. beverage break. 1 to 2:30 p.m. lunch, on your own. 2:30 to 5 p.m. pre-conference sessions. 3:30 to 4 p.m. p.m. beverage break. Tuesday, November 15th. 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. registration desk open. 10:30 to 11 a.m. a.m. beverage break. 9 a.m. noon pre-conference sessions. Noon, 1:30 p.m. lunch, on your own. 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. pre-conference sessions. 3 to 3:30 p.m. p.m. beverage break. 7 to 9 p.m. keynote banquet featuring Elsa Schunnison. Wednesday, November 16th. 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. registration desk open. 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. exhibit hall open. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:15 to 11:30 a.m. exhibit hall refreshment break. 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. breakout sessions. 12:30 to 2:15 p.m. lunch, on your own. 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. breakout sessions. 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. breakout sessions. 4:30 to 6 p.m. exhibit hall reception. Thursday, November 17th. 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. registration desk open. 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. exhibit hall open. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:15 to 11:30 a.m. exhibit hall break. 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. breakout sessions. 12:30 to 2 p.m. lunch meetups, or on your own. 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. breakout sessions. 3:15 to 4 p.m. exhibit hall break. 4 to 5 p.m. roundtables. Friday, November 18th. 8 a.m. to 11:45 p.m. registration desk open. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. breakout sessions. 11:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. breakout sessions. Find conference evaluation forms at accessinghighground.org/evaluate. Hashtag AHG22. Table of contents. The inclusion of third-party advertisements, samples, displays, sponsorships, and/or exhibits does not constitute an endorsement, guarantee, warranty, or recommendation by AHEAD, and we make no representations or warranties about any product or service contained therein. Special events for pre-conference sessions. Monday 5, Tuesday 6 to 8. Breakout sessions. Wednesday 9 to 18. Thursday 19 to 26. Friday 27 to 31. Exhibitor directory 32 to 36. Special events. Exhibitor reception. Wednesday, November 16th, 4:30 to 6 p.m. Colorado Ballroom AE. Join us in the exhibit hall for hors d'oeuvres and refreshments, including a make-your-own poke bowl station and cash bar. Keynote banquet. Tuesday, November 15th, 7 to 9 p.m. Colorado Ballroom AF. Keynote presentation. Enabling Disabled Audiences. Elsa Schunnison. This talk will be about the ableism built into the tech and academia worlds, and how people working within those spaces can work to undo ableism in their roles. The focus will particularly be on how to imagine students, employees, and customers as disabled and how that changes the way you build courses and content. Elsa Schunnison is a deaf-blind author and editor living in Seattle, Washington. Her fiction and non-fiction writing has been praised as eloquence and activism in lockstep and has been published in dozens of venues around the world. She has been a Hugo Award finalist 7 times, and has won Hugo, Aurora, and BFA awards for her editorial work. Monday, November 14th. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. registration open. 11:30 a.m. noon a.m. coffee break. 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. pre-conference sessions. 1 to 2:30 p.m. lunch, on your own. 3:30 to 4 p.m. PM coffee break. Full day pre-conference sessions, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Accessible Adobe InDesign layouts to produce accessible PDFs. Bevi Shagnon, PubCom Accessible Design Plus Publishing. Day-long pre-conference hands-on workshop teaches how to construct Adobe InDesign files that export graciously to accessible PDFs with minimal remediation afterwards. We expect new InDesign features in the fall, so this workshop will incorporate them into a doable workflow for graphic design and publishing. Lots of tricks, tips, and strategies. Denver Ballroom 1-3. Alternate Format Toolbox, everything you need to know to produce alternate format. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. Krista Miller, Virginia Tech. Alternate format production is a requirement for disability services offices on almost every university and college campus. This session will walk you through from request to delivery of alternate format materials for students with print disabilities, with a focus on the tools and methods you will need to do the job right. Denver Ballroom 4-6. Mobile Testing Workshop. GN Wild, Accessibility OS. WCAG 2.1 does include some mobile accessibility requirements. But many think it doesn't go far enough. Enter the Mobile Site Testing Guidelines. Developed by a bipartisan group of accessibility companies. Matchless. One-day accessibility testing workshop, 2022 update. Carl Groves, Level Access. This all-day training event covers all of the core principles of accessibility, focusing on what accessibility is, how users with disabilities use computers, and how to test a web/software system for accessibility. Penrose 1. Creating dazzling yet accessible PowerPoint presentations. Virtual session, remote speaker. Karen McCall, Carlin Communications. This hands-on session shows you how to leverage the bling in PowerPoint to get your message to your audience clearly. PowerPoint has tools for presenters to communicate in multiple languages and get coaching on presentations. You can create your presentation outline in Word and add the design in PowerPoint or use Microsoft Sway for marketing and newsletters. Learn about your options. Penrose 2. Tuesday, November 15th. 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. registration open. 10:30 to 11 a.m. a.m. coffee break. 9 a.m. to 4:30 pre-conference sessions. Noon, 1:30 p.m. lunch, on your own. 3 to 3:30 p.m. coffee break. 7 to 9 p.m. keynote banquet featuring Elsa Shunnison, Colorado Ballroom AF. Full-day pre-conference sessions, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The PDF Workshop, Checking Files for PDF/UA and WCAG Compliance. Bevi Shagnon, PubCom, Accessible Design Plus Publishing. Learn how to check, review, test, remediate, and validate PDFs for accessibility compliance. Whether you're reviewing your own PDFs, your organization's PDFs, or digital deliverables from outside contractors and vendors, this hands-on course gives you the skills and background information to determine whether PDFs are compliant and how to decide the best strategy to bring them into compliance. Denver Ballroom 1-3. Alternate Format Toolbox, everything you need to know to produce alternate format. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. Krista Miller, Virginia Tech. Alternate format production is a requirement for disability services offices on almost every university and college campus. This session will walk you through from request to delivery of alternate format materials for students with print disabilities, with a focus on the tools and methods you will need to do the job right. Denver Ballroom 4-6. Does it stem? Brian Richwine, Indiana University Bloomington. Mary Storrs, Indiana University. Joseph Palazzotto, Wake Technical Community College. Destin Hubbell, Indiana University. Richard Orme, DAISY Consortium. The presenters will cover a resource they are developing to document the capability of assistive technologies, at, alt media formats, production tools, and processes to meet an individual's need for accessible math and other STEM materials. The goal is to raise awareness both of possible pitfalls and working solutions so alt media staff can save time and confidently meet their students' needs. Penrose 1. Accessibility Testing Workshop, Virtual Session. GN Wild, Accessibility Oz. This workshop will cover a range of testing requirements, starting with an overview of testing. Who, when, what and how. This will be followed by an in-depth discussion, with exercises, of how to develop a scope analysis for a site, based on the W3C evaluation methodology. Penrose 2. Testing PDF documents with NVDA for usability and accessibility. Dax Castro, CHACS Training and Consulting. Chad Kellius, CHACS Training and Consulting. The ultimate way to ensure usability is to test your document for barriers with a screen reader. But using a screen reader can be daunting at first. This class focuses on the tools you need to know and the testing methods that will efficiently and definitively check your document for usability. Students leave the class with screen reader shortcuts and a checklist for evaluating a document. Independence. Advanced Audio Description, an analysis of Paradise. Joel Snyder, Audio Description Associates, LLC, Audio Description Project of the American Council of the Blind. Susan Glass, Audio Description Consumer, retired professor of English. This presentation will explore advanced techniques for how audio description, AD, provides access to the arts for people who are blind. AD, a form of audiovisual translation, transfers visual images to a sense form that is accessible for people who are blind or have low vision. In-depth analysis of professional AD will be conducted and workshop practica will allow participants to create AD for excerpts from film and video. Colorado Ballroom IJ. Create accessible documents in Office 365, Word and PowerPoint. George Joe Eckel, Utah State University/WebAIM. Participants in this full-day workshop will review the fundamental principles of creating accessible documents in two ubiquitous applications. Microsoft Word and PowerPoint 365. Participants will also review how to use Adobe Acrobat Professional DC to optimize the accessibility of well-structured PDF exports from these applications. Maddie Silks. Half-day pre-conference sessions, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Accessible University 20th Anniversary, Teaching Web and Document Accessibility with the ODEMO site. Terrell Thompson, University of Washington. Gabby DeJong, University of Washington. Accessible University, O, is a demonstration website that features two versions of a fictional university homepage, one with accessibility problems, and one without. In this session, presenters will model how O, freshly updated for its 20th anniversary, is intended to be used for teaching about web and document accessibility. Matchless. Pre-TEXT for Accessible STEM Materials. Robert Beezer, University of Puget Sound. Volker Zarga, Progressive Accessibility Solutions. Pre-TEXT is a markup language for scholarly STEM documents. It is designed to convert into a wide variety of output formats with special attention to accessibility. This workshop will introduce pre-TEXT and its use by faculty to author and produce their own accessible classroom materials, with little or no assistance from specialized staff. Colorado Ballroom GH. Keynote Banquet, 7 to 9 p.m. Envisioning Disabled Audiences. Elsa Shunnison. This talk will be about the ableism built into the tech and academia worlds, and how people working within those spaces can work to undo ableism in their roles. Colorado Ballroom AF. Wednesday, November 16, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Registration open. 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. exhibit hall open. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:15 to 11:30 a.m. exhibit hall refreshment break. 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. breakout sessions. 12:30 to 2 p.m. lunch, on your own. 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. breakout sessions. 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. breakout sessions. 4:30 to 6 p.m. Exhibit Hall Reception. Breakout Sessions, 8 to 9 a.m. Wayaria Fundamentals, Double Lab Session. Christina Adams, Site Improve. ARIA is a complex set of tools that can help create accessible digital experiences, however when implemented improperly can create a negative user experience or even prevent access altogether. In this session we will go over what ARIA is, what ARIA is not, and how to begin implementing ARIA techniques efficiently. Denver Ballroom 1-3. Shifting students from peer note-taking to technology-based solutions. Gwynedd Hall, University of Wisconsin-Madison. The University of Wisconsin-Madison has developed a note-taking accommodations toolkit that includes resources for both student access and success. We will discuss trends, technology-based note-taking accommodations, and student feedback on note-taking accommodations. Denver Ballroom 4-6. I'm drowning in resumes. Finding and hooking the right A11 whitefish. Navesha Maharaj, TMS. Heidi Kelly Gibson, DIC. We'll explore the different roles related to accessibility and how they can work to benefit your organizational needs. Then get ready for a deeper dive to determine the qualifications to look for in candidates, what questions to ask in an interview, and how to respond if you're the one applying. Matchless. Assistive technology, gateway to accessibility for all, Virtual A. Chris Parthimas, Virginia Commonwealth University. Many students view it through the lens of intensive supports, but do not consider the fact that the study skills app or habit tracker they use may be a form of AT. By broadening the discussion of AT on campus to include all students, we help create a stronger culture of accessibility. Penrose 1. Legal Compliance in the Digital World, Virtual B. Brenda Norwick, 3 Play Media. Michelle Landis, Alliant. Digital technology is one of the fastest growing industries being targeted by legal suits. In this session, we will review the building blocks of creating accessible digital technologies. Penrose 2. Creating our orbit for campus-wide support and communication, Virtual C, Remote Speaker. R.A. Lynn McGuire, University of Texas at San Antonio. Vanessa Garza, University of Texas at San Antonio. The digital accessibility team at the University of Texas at San Antonio is still in the early stages of shifting our campus culture to be a more proactive approach to accessibility. In this presentation, we will share our process of taking the necessary step of creating our orbit for campus-wide support and communication. Independence. Anthology Ally, Coaching Towards Accessibility. Michael Mace, Indiana University. Sarah Herbst. Indiana University. Indiana University is poised to release Anthology Ally campus-wide in spring 2023. Indiana University has a keen focus on the coaching aspects the Accessibility Checker can offer our faculty and staff. Join us as we share our experience with implementing Ally in Canvas. Maddie Silks. Publishing and EPUB 101, The Fundamentals Everybody in Higher Education Should Know. George Kurzscher, DAISY Consortium. EPUB 3 is the publishing standard used in higher education by all major publishers, and others are rapidly following their lead. EPUB 3 is the most accessible format ever developed, and this presentation will cover the fundamentals of the format, reading system, authoring tools, and of course the many accessibility features. Colorado Ballroom GH. Improving Student Learning Gains with Accessibility Features and AI Technology. Rick Johnson, Vital Source. Stacy Ray, Vital Source. As digital textbooks become more interactive, will learners be left behind? No. Join our session to learn how accessibility meets learning science, and how the student engagement data can be used by instructors to gain new insights into learner engagement. Colorado Ballroom IJ. Progress vs. Perfection, Document Remediation at Scale. Ian Smith, Code Mantra US. LLC. Higher education institutions can be hit with hundreds of requests for remediation on a monthly, even weekly, basis. With limited assistive tech resources, how can this be managed? Code Mantra proposes an affordable and reasonable path to 508 compliance. While not perfect, it does constitute progress. Colorado F. Breakout Sessions, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. WAARIA Fundamentals, continued. Christina Adams, Site Improve. ARIA is a complex set of tools that can help create accessible digital experiences, however when implemented improperly can create a negative user experience or even prevent access altogether. In this session we will go over what ARIA is, what ARIA is not, and how to begin implementing ARIA techniques efficiently. Denver Ballroom 123. Demystifying Accessible PDF Creation from Microsoft Word, Double Lab Session. Chad Kellius, Chax Training and Consulting. In this session you'll learn about the features in Microsoft Word that are critical to accessibility and specifically to the creation of an accessible PDF file. Denver Ballroom 4-6. Math and STEM made accessible in an e-learning world. Lewis Schanefeld, Text Help. In today's world of learning, uncertainty is the only thing that is certain. In this session, participants will learn how to create and share digital STEM content and make sure it's accessible for a diverse range of learners in the classroom, at home, or anywhere in between. Matchless. PDF accessibility, when is good? Good enough? Virtual A. Krista Miller, Virginia Tech. In this interactive, discussion-based session, participants will explore a variety of PDF document ranging in complexity. Together we will consider strategies for prioritizing your work. We'll also consider impact, risk, and longevity. Ultimately, participants will decide when good enough is good enough. Penrose 1. How to integrate accessibility in the procurement cycle, Virtual B. Andrew Drummond, State of Maryland. Participants will learn some fundamentals of digital accessibility and how it can be interwoven into your organization's procurement. Furthermore, the bulk of the session will focus on how to educate your organization so they can make accessible IT procurements. Penrose 2. Microcredentials, educational opportunity or just another barrier to education? Virtual C. Remote Speaker. Karen McCall, Carlin Communications. The latest buzz phrase in education is microcredentials. Microcredentials are conceptually designed to provide what used to be called just-in-time training. Are they just another barrier to learning for those of us with disabilities? Independence. Leveraging the Trusted Tester for Web Certification to improve Mason's web accessibility response. Corey Singleton, George Mason University. Christine Neuber, George Mason University. During the spring 2022 semester, leveraging the Department of Homeland Security's self-paced Trusted Tester for Web Certification course, ATI staff led a cohort of GMU web content authors and developers through how to build the capacity of ATI's identify and report issues related to inaccessible web content. This presentation will highlight how this cohort was structured, who participated, costs involved, and the findings from this effort. Maddie Silks. 3 years to better accessibility. Lucy Greco, University of California, Berkeley. Thea Chun, University of California, Berkeley. At UC Berkeley, we are launching a pilot program to improve digital accessibility under the University of California Information Technology Accessibility Policy. The presentation will go over the first year of our project, including the remediation process for our 200 top campus websites and how we are handling video captioning inaccessibility. Colorado Ballroom GH. Survey of Screen Readers in Linux Operating Systems. Zach Latin, Clark College. Screen readers like JAWS, VoiceOver, or TalkBack only read the screen in their respective operating systems. What should a screen reader user or other accessibility professional who wishes to run Linux, either in a virtual machine or on hardware like a Raspberry Pi, do? Come learn about the screen reader opportunities available for Linux users. Colorado Ballroom IJ. 1% Shifts to Increase Digital Accessibility. Kate Percival, State University of New York at Oswego. Did you know that shifting our actions by just 1% can lead to big changes? Inspired by the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, Kate will discuss how to shift the digital accessibility culture using small, actionable steps that people can incorporate into their everyday habits and workflows. Colorado Ballroom F. Exhibit Hall Refreshment Break, 10:15 to 11:30 a.m. Colorado Ballroom AE. Breakout Sessions, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Got EPUB? Test, fix, and learn with EPUB tools. Okanguni Incorporated. Christine Fauci, Content Industries. Learn about EPUB accessibility testing, its challenges and the solutions that the future may hold. This presentation will serve as a demo for Content Industries' brand new browser-based tool intended to simplify EPUB accessibility testing and remediation. Denver Ballroom 1-3. Demystifying accessible PDF creation from Microsoft Word, continued. Chad Kellius, Chax Training and Consulting. In this session you'll learn about the features in Microsoft Word that are critical to accessibility and specifically to the creation of an accessible PDF file. Denver Ballroom 4-6. Retire the PDF. Darren Evans, North Carolina Community College System. In this presentation we will demonstrate the advantages EPUBs have over PDFs for accessibility and ease of use. Matchless. From the ground up, accessibility journeys of two universities, Virtual A. Kate Percival, State University of New York at Oswego. Luz Española, California State University, Monterey Bay. Understanding and practicing digital accessibility is now more critical than ever. In this session, attendees will hear about accessibility journeys from two universities on opposite sides of the country. Penrose 1. Leading from the center, digital accessibility efforts through the library, Virtual B. Rebecca Albrecht-Oling, Purchase College Library, SUNY. Discussion of newly created Director of Digital Accessibility role in midsize college library. We will detail collection engagement, curricular inclusion of accessibility principles as well as a unique five-prong outreach approach to faculty in courses we have deemed high risk. Penrose 2. Are we there yet? The developing state of mobile access equity, Virtual C, remote speaker. Salimahla Force, Georgia Institute of Technology. To illuminate the current state of mobile phone accessibility, a comparative analysis of mobile phone accessibility features by disability type, phone type, smartphone compared to non-smartphone, provider type, and data collection period, 2015 to 2022, are detailed. Independence. Fighting fires or changing culture, prioritizing accessibility in peer-developed courses, changing how faculty approach course design. Lindsay Morris, Tarrant County College. Lindsay Foster, Tarrant County College. Hear how a new instructional design team has prioritized accessibility in the course design process for peer-developed courses in conjunction with faculty professional development at a large community college. Maddie Silks. Audio Description, an Aid to Literacy. Joel Snyder, Audio Description Associates, LLC, Audio Description Project of the American Council of the Blind. Susan Glass, retired. Jason Stark, Described and Captioned Media Program. Audio description uses words that are succinct, vivid, and imaginative to convey the visual image that is not fully accessible to a significant segment of the population. This presentation focuses on the fundamentals of audio description and their applicability to building literacy. Colorado Ballroom GH. Digital Accessibility, 6 Core Skills. Michelle Betancourt, Wharton County Junior College. Kimberly Ashburn, Wharton County Junior College. Creating accessible documents can seem like a daunting task to faculty and other content authors. Switching from an application-driven to a skill-driven approach can provide the content authors with a basic set of skills that when applied will allow them to make accessible digital content in most software and applications. Colorado Ballroom IJ. Questions to gain the right insights for accessible procurement, and how to pair them with IT security risk assessments. Kyle Schachmidt, Harvard University. Learn about the questions schools are asking technology providers, how to use this free toolkit called the HECVAT, and how purchasers and product developers can work together to streamline information sharing toward digital inclusion. Colorado Ballroom F. Breakout Sessions, 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. CSS Pitfalls for Screen Readers. John Northup, WebAIM. CUWU, Penn State University. Although cascading style sheets, CSS, are useful for applying visual styles and transformations to web pages, they can create unintended inequivalence for screen reader users. We will demonstrate how to avoid various CSS declarations that can harm the screen reader experience. Denver Ballroom 1 to 3. Getting started with EPUB, double lab session. Richard Orm, DAISY Consortium. George Kurzscher, DAISY Consortium, and Bainey Tech. Betsy Granger, Macmillan Learning. Charles Lapierre, Bainey Tech. EPUB is the file format used globally in digital ebook publishing. It has been rapidly adopted for academic publications, not least for its extensive accessibility features and flexibility to support universal design for learning. This workshop will help library, faculty, and DSO colleagues get up to speed. Denver Ballroom 4 to 6. Social Media and Accessibility. G.N. Wild, Accessibility Oz. G.N. Wild goes through the accessibility issues of each of the 7 main social media sites and discusses ways that you can make sure your social media content is accessible using the inbuilt accessibility features such as adding alt attributes, adding captions, and turning off autoplay. Matchless. OCR's Year in Review, Virtual A, Double Session. Mary Lou Mobley, U.S. Department of Education. Patrick Alexander, U.S. Department of Education. The Office for Civil Rights of the U.S. Department of Education enforces Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act and Title II of the ADA, as well as civil rights laws protecting people on the basis of race, color, and national origin, gender, and age. Come to this presentation to learn more about noteworthy disability cases that arose within the past year, including areas of emphasis. Penrose 1. The Princeton Approach, Designing and Sustaining an Effective Digital Accessibility Program, Virtual B. Mary Albert, Princeton University. Rachel Busnardo, Princeton University. This session is designed to give participants ideas and practical examples to start up or enhance their institution's digital accessibility efforts. Princeton has taken a programmatic approach since launching digital accessibility in 2017, and its successes and lessons learned are worth sharing. Penrose 2. Authoring Stylish and Accessible Courses in Canvas, Virtual C, Remote Speaker. Sonia Woods, Penn State. Matt Farlett, Penn State. Discover how a team of accessibility consultants, multimedia specialists, and instructional designers from Penn State World Campus created an interactive resource with accessible and responsive code snippets to enhance the visual design of online courses in Canvas. Independence. Building an accessibility and equity mindset, changing campus culture through a shared purpose. Judy Cook, The College of New Jersey. Megan Sellett, The College of New Jersey. In this presentation, we will provide insight into how our two divisions collaborated to build an accessibility and equity mindset on the College of New Jersey campus. We will detail how emergency plans evolved into more sustainable strategies for both serving students and supporting faculty. Maddie Silks. Use the Force, i.e., Forced Color Mode. Carly Gerard, Western Washington University. A goal of Western Washington University's main web theme is to be accessible by default. Good color contrast, decent semantic structure, ease of navigation, the list goes on. This talk explores Windows High Contrast Mode/Forced Colors Mode, and what designers/developers can do to ensure their site works for their users' preferences. Colorado Ballroom GH. Writing Educational Alt Text to Support the Why of Learning, Double Session. Laura Ciparan, McGraw-Hill Education. In this workshop we will discuss, and put into practice, a technique for uncovering the purpose of a given image in educational materials so as to produce image descriptions. Colorado Ballroom IJ. Welcome to EMMA, Educational Materials Made Accessible and Shareable. Bill Kasdorf, Kasdorf and Associates, LLC. John Unsworth, University of Virginia. This session will explain EMMA in depth, including the metadata model, a demonstration of the user interface by which to discover and deposit resources, the benefits of membership and how to become a member. Colorado Ballroom F. Breakout sessions, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. The Wizarding World of Text-to-Speech and the Ease of Reading Documents. Paul Stisser, Reed Speaker. Come be a part of an interactive discussion on the wizarding magic of how text-to-speech brings your documents to life. You will be amazed at how much ReadSpeaker can strengthen your learner's experience with the ease of listening, our inclusive tools and certified LMS integrations. Denver Ballroom 1-3. Getting started with EPUB, continued. Richard Orm, DAISY Consortium. George Kurzscher, DAISY Consortium, and Bainey Tech. Rachel Comerford, Macmillan Learning. Charles Lapierre, Bainey Tech. EPUB is the file format used globally in digital ebook publishing. It has been rapidly adopted for academic publications, not least for its extensive accessibility features and flexibility to support universal design for learning. This workshop will help library, faculty, and DSO colleagues get up to speed. Denver Ballroom 4-6. Social Media and Accessibility. G.N. Wild, Accessibility Oz. G.N. Wild goes through the accessibility issues of each of the 7 main social media sites and discusses ways that you can make sure your social media content is accessible using the inbuilt accessibility features such as adding alt attributes, adding captions, and turning off autoplay. Matchless. OCR's Year in Review, Virtual A, continued. Mary Lou Mobley, U.S. Department of Education. Patrick Alexander, U.S. Department of Education. The Office for Civil Rights of the U.S. Department of Education enforces Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act and Title II of the ADA, as well as civil rights laws protecting people on the basis of race, color, and national origin, gender, and age. Come to this presentation to learn more about noteworthy disability cases that arose within the past year, including areas of emphasis. Penrose 1. Simplifying Web Accessibility at Any Scale, Virtual B. J. Pope, Pope Tech. Web accessibility can sometimes feel complicated or difficult, but it doesn't have to be. We will explore practical things anyone can do to significantly improve web accessibility. Penrose 2. How faculty, IT staff, and others contribute to making courses accessible to all students, Virtual C, Remote Speaker. Cheryl Bergstaller, University of Washington. The presenter, along with participants, will discuss how multiple stakeholders, faculty, teaching, and learning centers, IT staff, can contribute to making a paradigm shift from designing courses for the average person to designing for all students and instructors, including those with disabilities. Independence. Graduate Records Exam, GRE, Inclusive Computer Adaptive Assessment for Blind Test Takers. Kerry Supolo, Educational Testing Service. This presentation will discuss how the GRE assessment has been adapted using text-to-speech, refreshable braille, and / screen magnification within a traditional test center environment. Everything from signing in to submitting and receiving of test scores will be discussed. Maddie Silks. Text Help, Tools to Support and Simplify Your Entire Alt Format Process. Rachel Cruzell, Text Help. This session will discuss how text help tools interact with and help students reach varied types of content while supporting institutions as they remediate content and provide accommodations to learners. Colorado Ballroom GH. Writing Educational Alt Text to Support the Why of Learning, continued. Laura Ciparan, McGraw-Hill Education. In this workshop we will discuss, and put into practice, a technique for uncovering the purpose of a given image in educational materials so as to produce image descriptions. Colorado Ballroom IJ. PDFs, Into the Metaverse, Panel Discussion on PDF Accessibility. Chad Kellius, Anthology. Dan Comden, University of Washington. Dax Castro, Able Docs. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. Hati Rangan, University of Washington. Attendees will hear from three different accessibility professionals to be inspired, consoled, validated, and re-energized with how to address the pervasive problem of inaccessible PDFs. Colorado Ballroom F. Exhibit Hall Reception, 4:30 to 6 p.m. Join us in the exhibit hall for hors d'oeuvres and refreshments including a make-your-own poke bowl station and cash bar. Colorado Ballroom AE. Thursday, November 17th. 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Registration open. 8 to 9 a.m. breakout sessions. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. exhibit hall open. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:15 to 11:30 a.m. exhibit hall refreshment break. 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. breakout sessions. 12:30 to 2 p.m. lunch, on your own. 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. breakout sessions. 3:15 to 4 p.m. exhibit hall break. 4 to 5 p.m. roundtables. Breakout sessions, 8 to 9 a.m. Optimizing Accessibility in Excel 365 Workbooks, Double Lab Session. George Joe Eckel, Utah State University /WebAIM. Participants will receive an overview of principles and processes for optimizing accessibility in Excel 365 workbooks. Topics include alternative text, contrast, tables, and charts. Participants will receive an evaluation checklist that identifies how to repair accessibility issues identified through the built-in checker and a manual review. Denver Ballroom 1-3. Going Further with EPUB, Double Lab Session. Richard Orm, DAISY Consortium. George Kurzscher, DAISY Consortium, and Bainey Tech. Rachel Comerford, Macmillan Learning. Charles LaPierre, Bainey Tech. This workshop will show library, faculty, and DSO colleagues how EPUBs are built on familiar web technologies. We will learn how to create, edit, and check the accessibility of EPUB files. Denver Ballroom 4-6. Implementation Science, Strategies and Process to Support Assistive Technology Implementation or Accessibility Initiatives. Rachel Cruzell, Text Help. Implementation Science and Corresponding Models provide best practices and approaches to effectively roll out initiatives and change. This session will discuss these principles as it applies to adopting assistive technology through a UDL lens and/or institutional accessibility initiatives. Matchless. What grade did your screen reader get in arithmetic? Virtual A. Brian Richwine, Indiana University Bloomington. Mary Storrs, Indiana University. It is widely stated that e-text with accessible math can be read independently by readers, e.g. JAWS, NVDA, VoiceOver, etc., with blindness by using text-to-speech. However, most screen reading software lacks the capability to speak even basic algebraic expressions accurately and unambiguously. Come to hear how common screen reading programs fare at reading basic math. Penrose 1. Gaining ground with HECVAT 3.02 for IT purchasing, evaluating third-party application accessibility risk, Virtual B. Laura Fathauer, Miami University. Jill Bateman, Ohio University. Accessibility professionals from EDUCAUSE joined forces with security professionals to introduce a new section of the Higher Education Community Vendor Assessment Tool, HECVAT, for digital accessibility. Two of the members of the accessibility community will share their experience making this change a reality and show how it can help you better assess the risk of IT procurements. Penrose 2. Way Curricula, Build, Compare, and Select Courses on Web Accessibility, Virtual C, Remote Speaker. Daniel Montalvo, W3C. Find out how the WAY curricula can help you build, compare, and select courses on web accessibility. Explore how to include accessibility in your existing ICT courses using a rigorously vetted, high-quality set of learning outcomes. Independence. Address evolving student needs with universal design for learning, a practicum approach. Jim Stachowiak, Northwestern University. This presentation will explore Northwestern's unique, multi-unit collaborative practicum approach to educate instructors on practical ways to implement UDL solutions in course design syllabi, course pages, course materials, assessments, and learning experiences to address mental health issues and support all students. Maddie Silks. Hearing loss, hearing aids, and how assistive listening systems can help. Wynn Wyman, Hearing Loss Association of America, HLAA. This session will cover hearing loss, personal hearing devices, and pros and cons of different assistive listening systems, ALS. Then we'll focus on hearing loops. Why hearing loops are the most user-friendly ALS, an overview of best practices, and higher education success stories. Colorado Ballroom GH. Building an accessible campus experience, tools to remove obstacles and reduce friction. Laura Miller, Vispero. Mike Wood, Vispero. This will be an interactive discussion to list pain points and barriers to accessibility and then identify and discuss tools to reduce friction. Discussion of example pain points. Digital accessibility, physical closed systems, lockers, library checkout, bill payment, etc., in-person classroom educational experience, etc. Colorado Ballroom IJ. W3C Publishing, New Standards and Recommendations on the Horizon, EPUB 3.3, Accessibility, and Reading Systems. George LaPierre, Bainey Tech. George Kurzscher, DAISY Consortium, and Bainey Tech. Three new publishing recommendations are currently making their way through the W3C process, on their way to becoming a new set of standards which educators need to be aware of. To improve the readability of the EPUB specification has been simplified from 6 separate specifications down to just 3. Core, Reading Systems, and Accessibility. Colorado Ballroom F. Breakout Sessions, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. Optimizing Accessibility in Excel 365 Workbooks, Continued. George Joe Eckel, Utah State University / WebAIM. Participants will receive an overview of principles and processes for optimizing accessibility in Excel 365 workbooks. Topics include alternative text, contrast, tables, and charts. Participants will receive an evaluation checklist that identifies how to repair accessibility issues identified through the built-in checker and a manual review. Denver Ballroom 1-3. Going further with EPUB, continued. Richard Orm, DAISY Consortium. George Kurzscher, DAISY Consortium, and Bainey Tech. Rachel Comerford, Macmillan Learning. Charles LaPierre, Bainey Tech. This workshop will show library, faculty, and DSO colleagues how EPUBs are built on familiar web technologies. We will learn how to create, edit, and check the accessibility of EPUB files. Denver Ballroom 4-6. A best practices model for providing ed services and supports in higher education. Allison Swanson, Colorado State University. Shannon Levy, Colorado State University. Marla Roll, Colorado State University. The Assistive Technology Resource Center, ATRC, at Colorado State University will share a client-centered process for matching students with disabilities with ed supports, training them to use assistive or mainstream technologies for specific academic tasks, and making the ed easily available for students' use. Matchless. From doing to consulting, how Indiana University transformed the alternative media process, Virtual A. Michael Mace, Indiana University. Learn how Indiana University's Assistive Technology and Accessibility Centers went from a staff of 40 plus full and part-time employees to a staff of 9 while decreasing remediation time and increasing service offerings. Penrose 1. Inclusive but not accessible? Integrating Accessibility and Emerging DEI Initiatives in Education, Virtual B. Eric Stano, Magic EdTech. Aaron Evans, Magic EdTech. Diversity, Equity, and Inclusivity, DEI, initiatives have been growing across learning institutions in the last 2 years, both in staff hiring and in the nature of the curriculum being taught. However, issues relative to accessibility are sometimes overlooked by those in DEI. Penrose 2. Speaking at AHG. Krista Miller, Virginia Tech. The AHG Planning Committee reviews about 150 to 200 proposals each year to bring you a fabulous lineup of presentations. This year we are offering an informal brainstorming and discussion session to encourage new speakers to submit proposals for next year's conference. Independence. Alternative Text Showdown. Okunguni, Content Industries. Attendees will sign up to participate in this alternative text writing competition. We will provide a set of images and each team will work together to create textual alternatives for those images. A panel of accessibility professionals will determine which team produced the best alt text and will win a prize. Maddie Silks. Engaging Teams Across Campus, Lessons Learned from Working with Higher Education Institutions. Mark Pope, Pope Tech. J. Pope, Pope Tech. In this presentation, we go over some of the most successful strategies a higher education institution might implement to encourage engagement across campus in order to achieve web accessibility requirements. Colorado Ballroom GH. The Race Behind the Learning, Making Math Accessible. Angela Branson, University of Missouri. Darren Gabbard, University of Missouri. This presentation shares our experience at the University of Missouri making the College Calculus series accessible to a blind student with skills in reading NEMATH Braille. Colorado Ballroom IJ. When Perfect is the Enemy of Good, Suggestions for a Pragmatic Approach to Accessibility. Lars Belio Christensen, Census Access. Tanya Steffens, Census Access. By knowing when to offer automated tools and when to use skills and time to manually remediate documents to be compliant, this session will show how it is possible to provide solutions that contributes to improved accessibility. Colorado Ballroom F. Exhibit Hall Break, 10:15 to 11:15 a.m. Colorado Ballroom AE. Breakout Sessions, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Is Automatic Speech Recognition, ASR, an accommodation option, yet? Cheryl Ballinger, Georgia Tech College of Design. Gain an awareness of the importance of equitable access for deaf and hard of hearing individuals. Now that auto-generated captions are ubiquitous, what do we do with them? Denver Ballroom 1-3. Implementing accessibility in course content, alternative approaches to getting faculty on board. Joaquim Agamba, Nevada State College. This presentation will share strategies that are alternative approaches to helping faculty implement accessibility principles in digital learning content using inherent tools in learning management systems, LMS, Microsoft Word, and PowerPoint. Denver Ballroom 4-6. Video Player Accessibility. Gian Wild, Accessibility Oz. It's not just videos that need to be made accessible. Video players need to be accessible too. Gian Wild covers the common accessibility issues in 37 different video players and presents the results of the fifth iteration of testing video player accessibility. Matchless. The Indirect Pursuit of Accessibility, a Strategy for Organization Change, Virtual A. Rob Carr, WebAIM. Organizations are coming around to the fact that they need to make digital accessibility a goal across their digital properties. Join me to talk about a handful of areas organizations may focus on that help to achieve the big goal, without the big goal feeling too big to achieve. Penrose 1. The Accessible Math Roadmap, Virtual B. Darren Evans, North Carolina Community College System. Joshep Palazzotto, Wake Technical Community College. Natosha Burgess Rodriguez, Wake Technical Community College. This presentation will explore the following tools: Visual Math Editor, MathPix, Word2EPUB, and MathType. We will give an overview of how and when to use these tools when creating accessible math content. Penrose 2. Rethink Alt Text, the first step, a community discussion to improve how we communicate complex graphical ideas and data. Bevi Shagnon, PubCom Accessible Design Plus Publishing. Karen McCall, Carlin Communications. Alt Text, which was added to the HTML tag set more than 25 years ago, was never designed to do what's needed for today's ICT graphics. Current research presented by Karen McCall and Bevi Shagnon at last summer's ICPAOT 2022 conference honed in on alt text's shortcomings and inability to fully convey graphical information to end users. Independence. Mathematics in Born Accessible Publications, latest developments in accessible math around the industry. Charles LaPierre, Bainey Tech. George Kurzscher, DAISY Consortium, and Bainey Tech. Digital educational publications with mathematics must be visually correct, and they must be accessible to persons with disabilities. We will look at the techniques that deliver born accessible publication in EPUB. Maddie Silks. Development of the Student Perceptions of Accessibility, SPA, Scale and Applications for Student Success. Nicholas Matthews, California State University, Long Beach. Alejandra Pride, California State University, Long Beach. This presentation covers the iterative development of the Student Perceptions of Accessibility, SPA, scale for online instructional materials. The development of the SPA scale will enable systematic evaluations of perceived accessibility, significantly enhancing opportunities for accessibility research and practice. Colorado Ballroom GH. Accessibility Planning, Get Ahead This Spring. Lindsay Tulas, AST, a Verbit company. Do you always promise yourself that next semester you'll have student accommodations set and ready ahead of time? Join us to learn how institutions like yours are proactively preparing for inclusion. Colorado IJ. How the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights Resolves Digital Accessibility Investigations. Mary Lou Mobley, U.S. Department of Education. Judith Risch, Office for Civil Rights. The attorneys who lead OCR's National Web Accessibility Team will discuss the types of allegations they handle under Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act and Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act, as well as how they identify barriers to access for people with disabilities, resolution strategies, and their with vendors. Colorado Ballroom F. Lunch on Your Own, 12:30 to 2 p.m. Breakout Sessions, 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. Document Accessibility Compliance for Higher Ed. Glenn Gross, CTI. This session will explore proactive processes and steps to take to ensure the content on your websites, as well as critical student coursework, are made accessible. Denver Ballroom 1-3. Towards a Certificate on Accessible Teaching, Considerations and Insights into the Draft Syllabus. Gottfried Zimmermann, Stuttgart Media University. This presentation will present the plans for a Certificate on Accessible Teaching in Germany, spearheaded by the Shuffle Project. Denver Ballroom 4-6. Math CAT and the Future of Math ML. Neil Soeifer, Talking Cat Software. Math CAT is an open-source library that translates MathML to speech and braille. The talk demonstrates what is possible for accessible math. Matchless. Easy steps for accessible lecture, discussion/conference, and presentation videos, Virtual A. Kristen Jars, The University of Alabama. This session provides three easy Universal Design for Learning, UDL, guidelines for videos/video conferences anyone can implement to make their videos and video conferences accessible. Penrose 1. Trending Tech Tools, 2022 edition, what's new, what's improved, and what's on the horizon for ed and accessibility tools, Virtual B. Rachel Cruzell, Text Help. Each year, the ed and accessibility fields are evolving. The 2022 edition of the Trending Tech Tools session will focus on the latest tools, updates, software programs, and key topics that have happened over the last year, as well as focus on what is to come in the months and year ahead. Penrose 2. Aligning requirements for WCAG success criteria with organizational roles to deliver accessible content, virtual C, remote speaker. Jeff Singleton, Able Docs. Accessibility is a team effort. Achieving accessible web content is all too often left to a few people and possibly just a single individual. Learn the steps to create an effective organizational policy and how to align all team members toward the same accessibility goal. Independence. Developing a campus-wide online accessibility infrastructure, strategies and lessons learned. Tanya Heap, University of North Texas. This presentation will share the strategies and lessons learned in creating a scalable infrastructure that enables a small accessibility team to offer support and services to hundreds of faculty teaching online. Maddie Silks. Updates to the Mobile Accessibility Testing Guidelines. GN Wild, Accessibility OS. The ICT Mobile Testing Guidelines for mobile sites and native apps were developed in 2018 and 2019 and are now hosted on the web by Accessibility OS. After 2 years of using the testing guidelines, GN will talk about what is missing, what needs updating, and, most importantly, what needs to be done now. Colorado Ballroom GH. How the right note-taking support tool can boost student success and retention. Patty Heaton, Glean. In this session we'll share the results of our research into how Glean, a tool that promotes independent note-taking, can help students with disabilities improve their grades. Colorado Ballroom IJ. Leveraging artificial intelligence to boost student success and increase availability using assistive technology. Kurt Appen, Otter.ai. Assistive technology like Otter plays an important role in equalizing access to education, by enabling inclusion and reducing inequalities in higher ed. Join this session to hear real-life examples of assistive technology, in action at higher education institutions. Colorado Ballroom F. Exhibit Hall Break, 3:15 to 4 p.m. Colorado Ballroom AE. Round Tables, 4 to 5 p.m. Friday, November 18, 8 a.m. to 11:45 p.m. Registration open. 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. breakout sessions. 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. breakout sessions. 11:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. breakout sessions. Breakout sessions, 9:15 to 10:15 a.m. Creating more robust infographics, beyond alt text, double session. Dax Castro, Chax Training and Consulting. Learn specific techniques for complex infographics and process charts developed in PowerPoint, Word, Excel, Adobe Illustrator, and InSign that produce more robust user experiences. Discover new ways to present infographics beyond simple alt text. Denver Ballroom 1-3. Introduction to Accessibility Testing, Websites and Web Applications, Double Session. Andrew Drummond, State of Maryland. Stephen Polasek, Maryland Department of Disabilities. Participants will learn the fundamentals of accessibility testing and how to navigate the jargon that has become commonplace in the field. The session will expose learners to the digital barriers that prevent access, alternate access methods, and how to conduct manual testing using a variety of tools and techniques. Denver Ballroom 4-6. Global Certified Accessible, Changing the World One Publisher at a Time. Charles LaPierre, Bainey Tech. Ashley Wells Ajinkia, Bainey Tech. Benetech's Global Certified Accessible program helps publishers and conversion vendors produce fully accessible EPUBs that are truly born accessible. Matchless. The road to accessibility is paved with best practices, avoiding best intentions pitfalls in accessibility, Virtual A. Charles Linsmeyer, Macmillan Learning. Krista Earl, Tech for All. We will explore some common pitfalls encountered by accessibility entities. Excellent accessibility solutions with poor implementation, addressing accessibility as a feature, and wearing disability as a costume. Penrose 1. Advanced techniques to make the VPAT more effective, Virtual B. Rob Carr, WebAIM. Join me to talk through ways to make the VPAT a more effective tool for you when you next seek to purchase. We'll talk through the critical vendor-specific information as well as the technical side. Penrose 2. eText at Illinois, truly universally accessible textbooks and training, virtual C, remote speaker. Yuri Barukhovich, University of Illinois, Melinda Basol, University of Illinois. eText at Illinois is a course content delivery system developed at the University of Illinois that strives to achieve true universal accessibility that also accommodates undiagnosed and unreported population, which by some estimates is 10% of today's learners. Independence. Lessons learned during a system-wide collaboration in developing, designing, and launching an accessibility course. Lydia Harkey, Texas A&M University. Deborah Dandridge, Texas A&M University. Cynthia Cotter, Texas A&M University. This panel discusses how collaborators across the Texas A&M University system leveraged experience and talents to create a consistent system-wide accessibility training experience for faculty, staff, and student workers. Maddie Silks. The Marrakesh Treaty and Creating a Marketplace for Accessible Books. Austin Stamm, Stanford University. This presentation will provide an overview of the Marrakesh Treaty, the state of accessible books internationally, and an exploration of the strengths and weaknesses of the marketplace for digitally accessible books. Colorado Ballroom GH. Breakout sessions, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Creating More Robust Infographics, Beyond Alt Text, Continued. Dax Castro, Chax Training and Consulting. Learn specific techniques for complex infographics and process charts developed in PowerPoint, Word, Excel, Adobe Illustrator, and InDesign that produce more robust user experiences. Discover new ways to present infographics beyond simple alt text. Denver Ballroom 1-3. Introduction to Accessibility Testing, Websites and Web Applications, Continued. Andrew Drummond, State of Maryland. Participants will learn the fundamentals of accessibility testing and how to navigate the jargon that has become commonplace in the field. The session will expose learners to the digital barriers that prevent access, alternate access methods, and how to conduct manual testing using a variety of tools and techniques. Denver Ballroom 4-6. Build Your Accessible Procurement Process. Leon McNaught, California State University, Los Angeles. The presenter discusses the CSU system-wide framework and elements required for a successful implementation at the campus level. This session is geared towards participants looking to build an accessible procurement model at their institution. Matchless. Access Text Network is here to help. eText Accommodations 101, Virtual A. Don Evans, Access Text Network. Carolyn Phillips, Center for Inclusive Design and Innovation, CIDI. The Access Text Network, ATN, is an essential tool that all disability service providers should be aware of and have at their disposal when seeking to accommodate students with print-related disabilities. Penrose 1. Predictors of Web Accessibility in Higher Education, 10 Years After, Virtual B. Dan Comden, University of Washington. Terrell Thompson, University of Washington. In 2013, we published Predictors of Web Accessibility in Higher Education, a research report that collected data on accessibility policies and other variables from higher education institutions and examined which variables had the strongest correlations on web accessibility. 10 years later, we revisit the research. Penrose 2. Website Liability Legal Update, Virtual C, Remote Speaker. Ken Nakata, Converge Accessibility. This presentation lays the groundwork for understanding website liability and focuses on common day-to-day questions and how they have been answered by federal courts. Independence. Understanding the needs of students with disabilities based on universal design of learning and some implements. Hongyi Liu, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. Lawrence Ungrave, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. We present a sequence of large surveys of the needs of SWDs through the perspectives of universal design of learning regarding multiple modalities of content delivery, engaging and facilitating learning through LMS and alternative formats such as accessible digital book made from lecture videos. Matty Silks, PrEP, an AI-enables document remediation solution designed to make STEM and complex content accessibility more intuitive. Vijeshree Vethantham, Continual Engine. Rajiv Narayana, Continual Engine. Let's look at how PrEP is evolving to make STEM and complex content accessible easily while lowering the learning curve. Colorado Ballroom IJ. Breakout Sessions, 11:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. I am not the copyright police, the answers to all of your alternate format copyright questions, Virtual A. Susan Kelmer, University of Colorado Boulder. This session will provide you with the legal boundaries, and loopholes, and best practices, that govern the provision of alternate format to students with disabilities. Penrose 1. Solving Accessibility Issues with an Accessibility Remediation Team, Virtual B. Bert McLean, Utah Valley University. Kathy Griffin, Utah Valley University. In 2018, Utah Valley University's Office of Teaching and Learning, OTL, effectively created its own remediation team. Learn how they accomplished this task and the challenges they faced. Penrose 2. Intro to Audio Description, Virtual C, Remote Speaker. Rebecca Klein, 3Play Media. This session will cover the basics of how to add audio description to online video, legal requirements for audio description, video player compatibility, examples and demos, how to create audio description, and the benefits of audio description outside of accessibility. Independence. Good to Great, Evolution of the Nelnet Accessibility Program. Mark Thorson, Nelnet. Stacy Spory, Nelnet. Rob Call, Nelnet. Ron Aisha Samuels Lawrence, Nelnet. Robin Eckleberry, Nelnet. Learn how Nelnet turned one man's passion for better UI code into a successful, organization-wide digital accessibility program. Matty Silks. Inclusive Practice, Integrate Technology in Higher Education Communication. Lori Mickle, Iowa State University. Jamie Neiman, Iowa State University. This presentation focuses on how to integrate readily available campus technology and integrated features, video conferencing, learning management systems, Microsoft learning tools, in all communication settings to enable inclusive participation. Colorado Ballroom GH. Reducing Outsourcing by Utilizing Existing Campus Resources. Jennifer McDowell, Salem State University. Lisa Bibbo, Salem State University. We will be sharing lessons learned from the journey our office has taken when 3 blind students enrolled at our university. Hear how we transitioned from outsourcing textbooks and complex materials to outside vendors, to producing all braille, tactile graphics, and alternative format course materials ourselves, in-house, at a significant cost savings to the institution. Colorado Ballroom IJ. Sponsors and Exhibitors. Adobe, Computer Lab Sponsor. Adobe gives you everything you need to design and deliver exceptional digital experiences. We're passionate about empowering people to create beautiful and powerful images, videos, and apps across every screen. Adobe.com. Alchemy, Silver Sponsor. Booth Number 16. Alchemy builds interactive learning technology for STEM subjects, starting first with chemistry and physics. Our game-inspired interactives allow students to explore and experiment with STEM content, and are designed to be born accessible. Universal design for learning is baked into our development process. Alchem.ie. Anthology, Silver Sponsor. Booth Number 8. Anthology offers the largest EdTech ecosystem on a global scale, supporting over 150 million users in 80 countries. The company's mission is to provide dynamic, data-informed experiences to the global education community so that learners and educators can achieve their goals. Anthology.com. Appligent Document Solutions, Bronze Sponsor. Booth Number 24. Appligent Document Solutions provides high-quality accessibility services and remediation of PDF documents. Our education customers rely on us for excellent advice and service in providing accessible content. APPLIGENT.com, AST, a Verbit company, gold sponsor. Booth number 17, Automatic Sync Technologies, AST, a Verbit company, is trusted by educational institutions for its closed captioning and accessibility solutions. AST's solutions make campuses and online environments more inclusive. Founded upon a small business innovation research grant from the U.S. Department of Education, AST offers the most cost-efficient, one-stop shop for today's access needs. AutomaticCNC.com, Code Mantra US LLC, Gold Sponsor. Booth number 18. Code Mantra offers high-quality services and software solutions that include Accessibility Insight, a SaaS-based application leveraging intelligent content and process automation to deliver rapid accessibility remediation in compliance with WCAG 2.0 and 2.1 standards. A consolidation of machine learning and human-assisted oversight provides scalability for large-volume projects. CodeMantra.com, Content Industries, Bag Sponsor. Booth number 27, Content Industries, formerly LogicTran, is a software consulting company that's been working with ebooks for over 20 years. We've worked with some of the biggest names in publishing to help shape the industry. Today, we're focused on building more accessible content and expanding our clients' reach. EPUB.Tools, Crawford Technologies, Bronze Sponsor. Booth number 3. Our automated document accessibility tools provide digital and physical solutions to common problems. With these tools, you can produce inclusive, accessible documents across formats. This includes accessible PDF, HTML5, Braille, large print, audio, or e-text. CrawfordTech.com, Glean, Lanyard Sponsor. Booth number 4. Glean is the antidote to information overload for improved learning and productivity. Our inclusive learning technology empowers students of all abilities to take meaningful audio notes with a proven note-taking process. We support 100,000s of learners at over 500 universities and colleges, including the world's most prestigious institutions. Glean.co, Nelnet, Silver Sponsor. Booth number 23. Nelnet is a technology company, idea incubator, startup accelerator, and education expert founded 40 plus years ago. Through our work in highly regulated industries, our dedicated accessibility experts have developed solutions that rapidly identify structural and design elements to meet and exceed compliance levels. Our passion for accessibility and hands-on experience ensures websites, mobile applications, and documents are accessible to all users. Nelnetinc.com/accessibility. Otter.ai, Gold Sponsor. Booth number 28. Otter.ai is working with over 2,000 universities, colleges, and community colleges to help students reach their goals. Otter provides faculty, students, and administrators with real-time notes and captions for lectures, classes, or meetings. Make lectures more accessible and inclusive, whether on campus or virtual. Otter.ai, Pope Tech, Bag Sponsor. Booth number 14. Pope Tech provides institution-wide website accessibility scanning and reporting. We also provide Canvas course accessibility with our Canvas LTI integration and accessibility guide. All Pope Tech accessibility products are powered by Wave. We help simplify your accessibility efforts across your portfolio of websites and courses. Pope.Tech, Reed Speaker, Gold Sponsor. Booth number 25. Reed Speaker, a leader in TDS, provides accessibility tools with certified integrations in Blackboard, Canvas, Brightspace and other LMS providers. Utilizing the best voices in the market, our tools enhance the online learning experience for all learners and provide the flexibility and compatibility to provide accommodations for testing using UDL methodology. readspeaker.com/education. Text Help Incorporated, Gold Sponsor. Booth number 26. When we understand and are understood, we can achieve more. With more than 50 million users worldwide, the Text Help Group's suite of products includes Read and Write, Co-Writer Registered, Snap and Read TM, Equajo Registered, UPARTM, OrbitNote Registered, Recu Registered, and Fluency Tutor Registered, which work alongside existing platforms such as Microsoft Office and G Suite, enabling them to be integrated quickly into any classroom or workplace with ease. TextHelp.com, Vispero, Bronze Sponsor. Booth number 29. Vispero Registered is the world's leading assistive technology provider for the visually impaired. We have a long history of developing and providing innovative solutions for blind and low vision individuals that help them reach their full potential. Vispero.com, 3Play Media, Booth number 20. 3Play Media is an integrated video accessibility platform with patented solutions for closed captioning, transcription, live captioning, audio description, and subtitling. 3Play Media combines machine learning, ML, and automatic speech recognition, ASR, with human review to provide innovative, highly accurate services. Customers span multiple industries, including media and entertainment, corporate, e-commerce, fitness, higher education, government, and e-learning. 3playmedia.com, Accessibility Oz, Booth number 2. We audit. We train. We transform. Accessibility Oz has three signature tools. OzART, our automated accessibility testing tool. OzWiki, our database of web accessibility errors, examples, and solutions. And OzPlayer, the world's most accessible video player. AccessibilityOz.com, Alliant, Booth number 7. Simple. Seamless. Accessibility. We make accessibility simple, seamless, and efficient for organizations, ensuring equitable access to digital, document, and printed information for people with disabilities. Alliant.com, Beeline Reader, Booth number 10. Beeline Reader makes reading on screen easier and more accessible. Our technology has won digital inclusion awards from the United Nations and MIT Solve and has been adopted by Blackboard Ally, LibreTexts, Bookshare, Perlego, MIT Press Reader. Beeline's partners find that up to 45% of students choose Beeline. BeelineReader.com, Center for Inclusive Design and Innovation, CIDI, and the Access Text Network, ADN. Booth number 15. The Center for Inclusive Design and Innovation is a leader in accessibility and inclusion with a rich history of providing solutions to an underserved community. CIDI is committed to promoting innovation, developing user-centered research, products, and services for individuals with disabilities to address unmet needs by providing accessible and inclusive environments for all. CIDI.gatech.edu, Continual Engine US LLC. Booth number 11. Continual Engine is an artificial intelligence, AI, technology company dedicated to building smarter, affordable, and scalable solutions for learning and accessibility by leveraging sophisticated technologies in collaboration with human experts. Our proprietary solutions include PREP, an AI-enabled document remediation platform, and Invicta Trademark, an AI-powered tool that automates high-quality image descriptions, alt text. ContinualEngine.com, Dolphin Computer Access Incorporated. Booth number 22. Dolphin assistive technology products are designed to improve accessibility and independence on computers, tablets, and mobile devices for people with a wide range of vision impairments in a variety of settings. Our technology includes Supernova, magnification, speech and screen reading, and Easy Reader, the free accessible reading app. YourDolphin.com, Habitat Learning. Booth number 21. Habitat Learn is an ecosystem of accessible products and services created to remove the barriers to learning through human-centered design. From scheduling everything you need for live streaming classes, to delivering accessible courses with captions and summary notes for your students and staff. Our products unify every learning experience. HabitatLearn.com, HRI Cart, LLC. Booth number 19. Human captioning at its best. A woman captioner and veteran-owned captioning and VRI company providing ahead with captioning and VRI year-round. With a concierge-style approach to customer service, all requests are handled with an individualized approach from start to finish. Our 100% human-delivered services include CART, TypeWell, cPrint, video captioning, and VRI. HRICKET.com, Kurzweil Education. Booth number 6. Enable your learners to read, study, write, and test to the best of their abilities, independently. Kurzweil Education provides text-to-speech and OCR technology to assist in making curriculum and web pages accessible. Kurzweil also assists students with study skill tools along with writing assistant. KurzweilView.com. Partners Interpreting. Booth number 5. Partners Interpreting, PI, a full-service signed language interpreting and captioning company, has been recognized as a quality service provider in providing interpreting, real-time captioning, CART/cPrint/TypeWell, post-production captioning, video remote interpreting and sign language/English translations at 100-plus colleges and universities, and more than 500 organizations and businesses nationally. PartnersInterpreting.com, Scanning Pens Inc. Booth number 12. Scanning Pens supplies portable text-to-speech devices promoting inclusive classrooms, making curriculum accessible for all. Students with reading difficulties, dyslexia, ESL etc. are empowered to reach their literacy goals, preparing them for their future. The Reader Pen supports reading, defines words, and scans text directly to a computer. Free trials available. ScanningPens.com, Census APS. Booth number 9. Census Access Registered is a conversion service for accessible documents and alternate media. Census Access Registered automates conversion of documents into a wide range of alternative formats including Braille, MP3, Beeline, language-to-language translation, DAISY, DAISY Math, and eBooks in 30-plus languages. Census Access Registered converts inaccessible documents into more accessible formats, integrates with popular LMSs. CensusAccess.com, Sign Glasses. Booth number 1. Sign Glasses' mission is to give humans the power to communicate and form connections by bridging the accessibility gap wherever and whenever needed. Our patented technology offers users an option to receive live interpreting or captioning directly through a pair of smart glasses. We also provide the same services on commonly used video conference platforms. SignGlasses.com,